can sound, or
and somebody who can't hear, you say that person is what?
Deaf, that's just about what's happened to me.
Yeah, I can't hear very well in my left ear.
This is my left ear. That's this one is affected, but not like this one over here.
And if you let's see, say if somebody's been out working on a day like today when it's pretty hot outside, he comes in, he might come in and take off his shirt, wet shirt, and say, look how I've what?
Sweated.
Yeah. Done that many times. And a sore, when you got to say a sore or something on your arm that comes to a head, discharges like that, what do you call that?
A rise.
And is that the same thing as a boil, or is it different?
I don't know if a rising and a boil is the same thing or not. I reckon it is.
I'm not clear about that myself. And what about when the stuff that drains out of a rising? What do you call that?
Pus.
And what about if it's a blister?
If it's a real rising, there'll be a core in that, and it won't get well until you get the core out.
Now, if you have those risings, do you have to have those cut off sometimes?
Have what?
A rising. Do you have to have that cut off?
Yeah. I'm lucky, I guess. I've never had a rising, but I had a brother that would have them every once in a while.
Now, say that you have not a rising there, but a blister on your arm. What would you call the stuff that forms in the blister?
Stuff that you pour in.
The stuff that's in the blister.
Where you burned it?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, that'd be this antiphlogistine, wouldn't it?
And what would you call the stuff in a blister? You know, say you rub a blister on your finger, the stuff
it'll be water there underneath.
And in a war, if you get say you're in a war and you get shot through the arm, you have a what in your arm? You have a say, I got what in the arm? I got.
You got what?
Say that you're in a war, and you get shot in the shoulder. You would say that you'd have to go to the doctor and let him fix the what?
The wound. Mm-hmm.
And sometimes in a wound, used to sometimes the thing wouldn't heal exactly clean. You'd have a kind of flesh that grows inside of it, kind of white flesh. You'd have to have that burnout or something like that. You know what they call that?
Crab flesh.
Is that? Did I give a pretty good description of that? Is that what that is? A kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's all I've ever known it to be called.
And if you get a cut or something like that on your finger, what's that little brown? Some of the brown liquid you might put on there that stings. What do you call that? Say you.
Mercurochrome.
Anything else you might use?
I can't think of those several things of old timey medicine salves and ointments and things.
Iodine
and mercurochrome and
that kind of thing. What was it that they used to when malaria was real bad? They used to give as a kind of tonic for malaria. You know, white powder. You know what
What to take?
Yes, ma'am.
Calomel.
Mm-hmm. And sometimes they give these things as white. It's a bitter powder in capsules that you might take.
Mm-hmm. Quinine.
Mm-hmm. And let's see. Now if someone is. If someone was shot and didn't recover, you'd say he did what?
He just died.
And let's see. Is there any way, you say you were trying to be real polite?